me. What is it in your life that brings you pain? What is it in your life that may be a symbol of your sinful self? What is it in your life keeps you from being who God has called you to be? All of us in this vapor called lives, we have our trials and tribulation, we have our moments, we have those things in our life that keep us from being who God wants us to be. And these are our crosses. And sometimes it's so easy for our comfort to hide, to run away from the crosses in our life because we are so focused on us. But Jesus says you gotta deny yourself. Take up that which is hurting. Take up that which is holding back. Bring it to Jesus. One of the biggest misnomers in life is when people always say, I will come to Jesus when I get myself together. You heard that before? How often people said, oh, when I get myself right, then I'll come to church. When I get myself good, then I'll come to Jesus. No. You've got to deny yourself and take that which you think is holding you back and bring it to God. Sometimes I look around how God has blessed me, and I'll say, Lord, why me? I'm sure there are so many people in this life who are more worthy than me. Sometimes I'll look at my friends and people I grew up with and see where they are and see where I am and say, Lord, why me? Not really worthy of all the blessings, Lord. Why me? Have you ever asked yourself that? Or maybe the shoe's on the other foot and you're going through some trials and tribulations and challenges in life. You say, Lord, why me? Out of all the people in this paper called life, Lord, why am I the one going through? Lord, why am I the one suffering? Lord, why me? And Jesus says, bring your cross. Bring that what hurts and follow me. You see, when we look at the cross, when we look at the proposed symbol for suffering and violence, when we look at the cross, we are reminded of who had on the cross. We are reminded of what Jesus did on the cross. It's not the cross that has the power, but it's a reminder of you and I that God loved us enough to be hung on the wooden cross. He loved us enough to suffer on the wooden cross. He loved us enough to die on the wooden cross so we might live again. plus God is what I need in this world. And I'll just say it. If you want a church experience that will touch your heart and touch your soul, if you have not yet participated in the Black church experience, I encourage you to do so. We celebrate this Black History Month. I encourage you to honor them. Also be a great, 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 great show on the Black church experience. And I encourage you to participate